You can't read that. Why some people want to stop you choosing what to read. What do Ernest Hemingway, Roald Dahl and J.K. Rowling have in common? They're world-famous writers for a start, but they're also writers who've had their books removed from libraries or banned at one time or another. Read on and find out about the books that some people just don't want you to read. This is the first of a two-part series. No books are officially banned in the United States. However, specific titles are frequently challenged in school curriculums and public libraries. Many would-be censors are parents concerned about what their children are reading at school and in local libraries. They are mostly members of religious groups. The most common complaint is against books with explicit sexual content or offensive language. However, Sarah Palin, Republican vice president during the 2009 US elections, once tried to have the children's book Daddy's Roommate removed from the town library while she was the mayor of the town of Wasilla in Alaska. It's a story about a boy whose divorced father lives with his male partner. Many famous books have been the target of citizen censors. Favourites include 1984 by George Orwell, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl, The Colour Purple by Alice Walker, For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, and more recently, the Harry Potter books by J.K. Rowling, because of the use of magic and witchcraft. The most banned book in the United States is a children's story by Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell called And Tango Makes Three. It's based on a true story about two male penguins who raised a baby penguin in New York's Central Park Zoo. The book won several awards, but it also attracted a lot of complaints from parents, religious organisations and library users. They say the book is not suitable for children. Philip Pullman is another writer whose books have been challenged. A successful novelist and children's writer, Pullman has a CBE, a Carnegie Medal, and several honorary professorships. However, just recently, he notched up a new distinction. He is ranked second in the top 10 books that people have tried to ban across America. Pullman's fantasy trilogy, His Dark Materials, consists of the books Northern Lights, also known as The Golden Compass, 1995, The Subtle Knife, 1997, and The Amber Spyglass, 2000. Several schools across America have received requests from parents to remove the books. One challenge at a school in Winchester, Kentucky, was made on the grounds that the book's main character drinks wine with her meals. Another school, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, pulled the trilogy because of its anti-Christian message. Pullman said that he was very glad to be back in the top 10 banned books. But he added, "Of course, it's a worry when anybody takes it upon themselves to dictate what people should or should not read." More next month.